Hey everyone, this is Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor. I am podcasting on the second day of the year of 2024. Sounds like the beginning of a bad sci-fi. Just need a little crackling voice and fading in and out effect on this. Spent most of my first day of the year sitting in a bookstore, which is exactly what I wear, where I wanted to be, what I wanted to be doing. Working on some, you know, my stuff that I just love to do, doing the own writing and laying out tables and a zine and everything. And then I had to run down to the post office. I'm doing errands today because I am off today. I have an extra kicker day. I don't know. Sometimes these extra kicker days just are hard to enjoy. I don't know why. Maybe because I know why. Because I, think about work. I'm not a huge fan of work most days, so sometimes I bother myself with it during the weekend, which is not a productive way to do things, but that's what I do. I'm a professional, or an expert, I should say, because I don't get paid to worry this much, but expert worrier about nothing. Anyways, I got a Mothman figurine. Okay, there's a few things. I'm sure all of us out there have our little favorites. Like out of the cryptids, you know, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, Jersey Devil, Chupacabra, many, many local ones. Around here we have Pig Hill and Pig People that live on it. There are no Pig People. But it's a weird little myth. They actually did a movie about Pig Hill. I think it was this past summer. Yeah, it was this past summer, so. And I don't know anybody who was in it. I know people who were in it that were locals playing extras in it, but other than that. But you got, I don't know when it'll come out, but obviously you got Pig Hill here with Pig People. No, they're not the old type of orcs that are big faced orcs. These are like, I don't know, Appalachia, hillbilly kind of Pig People, I guess. Not really sure. Never saw one, so I wouldn't know. But one of my favorite moths, one of my favorite cryptids is Mothman. Love Mothman. I haven't made the pilgrimage down to Point Pleasant. I want to do that someday. Go down to Point Pleasant for no other reason than to see the Mothman statue. I think there's a museum there. And why wouldn't there be? They have a festival there, too. I have to find out when that is. Maybe go down during the festival. I don't know. I can't tell you why it's my favorite, but it is. And I don't know. I don't really have much Mothman stuff. I got a T-shirt, I think. And it's not canvas. It's like a painting, but it's not, kind of on this weird paper stuff. And I built a frame for it. And so those are my two major Mothman. This thing I bought is I haven't even opened it yet. I just have it. Just grabbed it. I think it's just a 5 or 11 inches. I can't remember now. Tall Mothman figurine, probably just made of plastic or something like that. I don't know, just something fun. There's some Mothman stuff here and there. There's this one tapestry I may get eventually. I don't have a lot of wall room though, because like my walls that are around are usually taken up by bookshelf space, you know, don't have too much walls, but I think it's fun to do. One of my other images, like cool images that I always like, but this one I don't have anything of, is I always love the images, the artwork of a plague doctor. Just think it's creepy as hell. It's got that grotesque vibe of it, you know, it's human, but it's not. It's just a distortion of what they're supposed to look like. So yeah, it's, I don't know, I think it's a cool image. Now I'm going to get into some of those. They have that, what's it called? The one with the metal posters, and then you stick them on the wall with magnets. Displate, I think it's called. They have some really cool-ass designs on there. And I think there was one plague doctor on there I'd love to have on the wall. They're a little pricey, but you know, they're metal signs, so they're gonna last for a long, long ass time, so that'd be fun to have. But alright, I am going to take a break, and then when I come back we'll get back to the Mothman. Unbox it, take a peek at the Mothman. Alright, back. I don't do those, what do you call it, interludes or anything, noises. We'll just cut to the chase. I had to stop and get some bagels. 6 everything bagels. They're okay. They're not as good as when Ivy makes them, but Tim Hortons does a passable job. All right, so let's open up this package. It's just an Amazon purchase. Nothing too difficult. All right, let's check this guy out. It actually looks pretty cool. Oh, maybe I'm going to have to keep him on my stand. He's not going to. So, he is cool looking. Got the big red eyes. They're a little duller, but not too bad. They're pretty nice, actually. It looks like it's made pretty well. It's got wings. I mean, it's just plastic thing. Yeah, it looks cool. The only problem is it won't be able to stand by itself. So, it came with this giant display thing, which looks awful. I don't want to, I'm not keeping this part of it. Anyways, so I have to figure out a way to get it to stand. I don't know how I'll be able to do that. Because one foot's he's almost like in a Captain Morgan stance, you know? He's got one foot up and then like one knee bent, and he's got like, you know, two toes on each foot and 3 fingers on each hand. Mothman's ripped, man. Looks like he's been working out. He's got, you know, he's been pounding some protein shakes and doing a lot of deadlifts and squats. Yeah. Got a little tight badonkadonk. Wings are big. Spreading around. No, it looks, I like the look of it. Just have to figure out how to get it to stand. He's like, I don't know. Like, for a while I didn't buy any of that stuff. I didn't have any of the display or little paraphernalia that you gather on your bookshelves that for display. But it's funny, this past year I have started collecting stuff, and some of it's by accident and some of it's on purpose, of course. One of the first things I bought, I remember, for my shelves is I think WizKids came out with the Icons of the Realm, and one of them was this purple worm, and the purple, I mean, it's freaking cool as hell. Love it. And then I also bought the Orcus one from that same line, and the Orcus one looks really cool. And then I have my mom's husband. He was just, for, you know, old man project, he was making dice, and he made like 6-sided dice. So I have like they're solid wood, so you know you could do some damage with them. I would say they're, I don't think, we'll say 4.5 by 4.5 inch kind of size, and they're white. They're kind of more the traditional dice. He was making them white with the black pips or black with the white pips, and I went for more of the traditional, the white die with the black pips. It looks pretty cool. So I have a pair of those now, and then when I went to ShireCon, I won the Hand of Vecna. They were auctioning off two hands, both of them left hands. Don't know how Vecna ended up with two left hands, but that's the way it goes. So I got the Hand of Vecna, so that's up there now. And then I ended up getting, there were these boxes of the old traditional monsters. I think they had 6 or 10 different ones. And I really, really wanted the ghoul, because the ghoul looked kind of cool. Because it looked like the picture from the old, from the original monster manual. And I ended up getting the Roper and the Rust Monster, which they're not bad. I don't mind them at all. What I do like about them is like they're very contrasting colors too. So the Rust Monster is like kind of bright orangey red, and then the Roper is greenish colored with its big one eye winking at you. And now I'll add this probably back behind me somewhere. Like I said, I'll have to figure out a stand or how I can get it to stay up. I don't know, because the way it is, you have to do it on the foot that's actually down. It's on its tippy toes too. So I need like a 3D printing thing so I can prop up its ass so it doesn't keep falling over. But I do like it. I do like the look of it, because it looks like it's coming down ready to pounce on you. Like its arms are spread out and it's like it's about to land. Maybe what I'll do is take a picture of it, and that'll be my icon for this episode. So that's it, guys. I got to get these bagels home, have some breakfast. So hopefully everybody had a safe and a fun New Year's. Hopefully everybody's going to have a good new. The whole year is going to be good for you. Usually not possible to get a whole year of it, but we can try. Last year was very, very difficult for the Manor household. But we got through it, and we're better situated this year, hopefully, to take on 2024. So, all right, guys. Take care. Roll better than me. We'll talk soon.